right, here we go again. We're back with another weekly dolloping of Mint Sauce Chronicles. Hope everyone's in good health. Format is simple. I do say this every week, but I do get asked this. We'll be releasing minimum 4 shows a month. Members get full podcast plus download. Non-members get part one. All shows are released on Saturdays. Podcasts are always available at www.sheepfarm.co.uk. That's sheepfarm.co.uk. We also put the first hour on Podomatic. They also go on Rumble. They also go on Odyssey. And that's every Saturday. And Podomatic distribute them to Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, Google Podcasts, to Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe to the website so you get an email notification for every new show. And even if you don't, they're always on sheepfarm.co.uk on a Saturday. Around lunchtime. If you go there, they'll be on. As I said, all these Matrix videos I've been doing, they're also on Rumble and Odyssey now. I do put them on YouTube, but they only stay up for about a week whenever I put one up. They generally get up to about 2,500 views and I take them down. But they are on Rumble and Odyssey, as I say. Sheep Farm, we haven't had any new designs for a while. I have to give Chris.
No, I was thinking that today, actually. I need to do some, don't I?
The Sheep Farm shop.
Got on lazy over Christmas.
Yeah, give him a boot. Twist his nipples and make him do a bit of work for once.
if anyone wants any ideas for t-shirts, I got all other stuff we've done in the past.
I thought that was your world, your idea. Oh,
I mean, some of the drawings I've already done. If you can follow us on Instagram as well, sheepfarm.co.uk.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that one. I'll have to add it to this intro.
Well, when I mention it, we've got about 900 followers on there now, which is good.
Right.
I haven't posted much over Christmas, though, to be fair.
You do get a bit lonely, don't you? You need your Instagram followers.
Yeah, I need them dopamine hits when someone joins. I tried to join Telegram, you know, but I just couldn't get my head around it, so I gave up.
No, there's too many of these places. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm struggling with this Rumble and Odyssey thing, loading these things up, because they don't load up right quick. Rumble seems to take like bloody 12 hours to load a video up. Odyssey seems to be a bit quicker, but I don't know. It's just how many more stuff do you need? The website holds us podcasts, and yeah, if anything, we might need to develop some kind of app for the podcast. That might be a better idea, developing an app. So people don't have to go to somewhere else. They can just download it onto the phone from an app.
Exactly. I don't use apps. You want all their IP addresses.
Oh, that's, I'm just collecting it, yeah.
I don't even use
apps myself. I don't use them.
I've got
I haven't even got them turned on. So much that Mrs. has, when she books somewhere, it's always going to be on her phone because I won't have them.
Well, I've got, obviously, as I said, a retro phone, but I do have a tablet. And people get really angry when you don't have WhatsApp for some reason.
Yeah, I know.
What do you mean you ain't got WhatsApp? Okay, just text me, like they used to do.
Yeah.
I've got a fine bottle of Poulian Red. Don't know, right. I didn't actually say what kind it is. Poulian's always my favourite. So I got it from Waitrose. I thought I'd treat myself to something semi-decent.
Is that what you call it, semi-decent? How long will it last, though? Will it actually savour the taste?
No. No. It's been a long day.
No.
I'm gagging for this.
Every day is 24 hours, Chris. They're no longer than any other day.
I've been at work since 7, so I was up at 6.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Can you get your Seb to do a different intro? Something with violins. We call it the fifth sympathy.
Well, it's now 8 o'clock, isn't it?
Right. Oh yeah, it's 8 o'clock. Do you have an alarm clock that goes off?
Well, I do actually, yeah. I got home and immediately had to pack a load of boxes to send off.
Right.
And then put the nipper to bed. Wife's gone out drinking with her mates from
work. Seems to be a theme here with alcohol, we lot.
Yeah.
What day is it? Tuesday?
She was getting ready upstairs. Yeah. No, she's going out with her workmates for a few. I tried to get the nipper to say to her mum, she's getting changed upstairs. She screwed it all up. She needs more. I need to train her a little bit better. I tried to get her to say, "Mummy, why do you prefer going to the pub than being at home with your family?" But it was a bit too much for her. And she just blurted out a load of crap. Like, Sisley. And Lou went, "Did you tell her to say that?" I said, "I tried, but it didn't work."
She does know it's beginning of January. Most people go dry wagon January. In January.
Yeah. Not in this household. Wish you could have pulled that one off, though. Why do you prefer the pub to your family? Not like Lou ever goes to the pub. She never goes to the pub.
No, she needed to look up at her as well with some big, her eyes open.
The big manga tear in her eye.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for everybody who's ordering my vitamin C. My website's up and running actually now, but I'm not going to launch it at the minute. I'm just going to test it out first to make sure it's all up and running. We've sort of nailed the date now. With
you're just trying to sell more stuff, you evil shill, you big man.
Yeah, help, how dare I sort of help people's immune systems? we've got a date now for this. Live talk in Saturday, the April 20th in Huddersfield. Mark Devlin's going to be there as well. And Chris has managed to sort a date out because he cocked it all up last time.
No, it was my child's fault. It's her birthday.
Ah, yeah, that's her fault now. Yeah, I agree. Couldn't agree more. So I'll get you some more details on that sort of timings and when we're going to be doing it. I've set an email address up, actually. Which I will put at the side. I will put at the bottom of this. So if you're interested in coming, I haven't got any prices sorted out yet, but I'm reckoning it might be, it's going to be a full day job. We'll be doing a presentation. Mark will be doing the presentation. Then me, Chris and Mark will be doing some kind of chinwag as well for an hour. So it'll go on for quite a while. I'm reckoning it's going to start at 2 o'clock and possibly finish around about nine-ish, probably after nine, actually. I'm saying nine, but it'll probably go on after that with a break. Or a couple of breaks in the middle for dinner or tea, as we call it up here, etc.
And then when it's finished, the bar will be open.
Yeah, I think the bar's open all the time. We're talking to the guy.
Yeah, it will be open all night. That's a hotel.
No, there's a bar in the room.
No, but I'm saying even after the whatever we've done, there'll be a bar open all night.
Right. Yeah.
I'm thinking of myself here, by the way.
I know you're thinking of yourself, but how much can you actually drink physically?
Oh, well. Forever.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
I think your actual bones are like sponges, aren't they?
Actually, to be fair, I don't actually drink that much. Not like I do when I'm a teenager or a youngster. I habitually drink a bottle of wine. But
it gets me when you say you don't drink that much. I can actually say that. Mm. My missus can say that because she didn't drink at all.
No, what I mean is
I
binge.
Don't drink that much, yeah. Me. You saying you don't drink that much is like 100 times more than I do.
Yeah.
What you're saying is you drink less than you did before when you drunk even more than you do now.
Yeah.
right. I started the Huxley thing, and you know, it's got that big. I've had to split the one I've done into four different... So...
Just a never-ending...
Yeah, so Huxley 7 has become 7, 8, 9, 10, and probably 11.
You haven't even mentioned Huxley's.
No, this is about the Huxley's, this.
All right.
This is about the Huxley's. But yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
It'd be good to go into them, to be fair, because I've had this stuff on the sort of back burner, but I start going into it over Christmas and here, in between doing the writing, doing the book as well. So just darting between both. I'm probably going to do one presentation a quarter and not try and rush them like I normally do.
Mm.
I'm trying to stand back a little bit, do one a quarter and put more depth into them if I can actually do that anymore. Before we came on, your exact words were, the world's gone bonkers.
Well, I was just putting the nip to bed. I was looking on Mail Online. I mean, first one I saw was 2023 was officially the hottest year on record.
Sorry.
Got a nice little globe, well, little flat globe map, whatever you want to call it, with it just covered in red. Everything's red. From yellow to red, it's going to dark red, black colour.
Right.
Just to see how screwed we really are. Mm. Constantly screwed.
I felt screwed up here this morning when it was freezing.
Yeah. And then I saw this one, which actually made me pissed. It goes, NASA-backed Peregrine 1 spacecraft carrying JFK's DNA to the moon. It's like something from Viz, that, isn't it?
What is DNA? One of his, like, used Johnnies?
One of his heirs. One of his heirs. One of his, what did he say?
Used Johnnies. With Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe's pubes on it.
Marilyn Monroe and Monroe's gusset.
They got a double whammy, yeah. They got Marilyn Monroe and JFK.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like something from Viz, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
NASA backed one spacecraft carrying JFK's DNA to the moon, may be doomed after critical loss of fuel, meaning remains of the former president and hundreds more could be lost forever.
Hundreds more lost forever.
There's a company here, right?
Wait, it says remains. What actual DNA was it? Was it just
I think it was his hair. Right, I didn't really read it off. So you don't really need to do a private mission carrying human remains to the moon suffered an anomaly.
I have that. Don't come with that Martian, that Looney Tunes one.
Yeah. Marvin the Martian.
Right, like that, yeah. Maybe it were him who were flying it.
No, maybe he attacked it. That's why he didn't make it.
Yeah, maybe.
The craft was unable to point its solar panels towards the sun while in space. I mean,
solar panels? Flying with solar panels?
Yeah, apparently.
Right.
How does that work?
They've not watched Chronicles of Riddick. He knew which way the sun were going to shine.
But weren't it in at the end zero gravity? Wouldn't they just like compound on themselves and demolish?
What would happen? Was there actually anybody in the rocket?
No. No, the NASA-backed mission to the moon may be doomed after the team found the spacecraft suffered a critical loss in propellant. The issue stemmed from an anomaly that hit the propulsion system 7 hours after Peregrine 1 took off from Florida in the early morning hours of Monday. 1.2-ton lander is carrying $108 million worth of NASA instruments, a hair sample from the US
JFK's pubes.
And ashes of hundreds of other people. You can pay $2,500 to be apparently buried on the moon. So they just fucking shoot you out to sea, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
$2,500. Yeah. Ka-ching, thank you.
Yeah, $2,500.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be off your tits, wouldn't you? Just give someone $2,500 and you've got their word that they're ashes.
Nothing there. It's ash.
Fucking hell. This is what I mean.
Coal dust.
A craft without fuel will likely be unable to stop or modify its course. What's the $108 million worth of NASA instruments that they're sending to the moon as well?
I don't know.
They're just going to drop them there and leave them on a crate.
It doesn't matter because that's only 2 days worth of brass. So.
Just on a crate. Where do you want them?
Forklift.
Where do you want these NASA instruments?
So they didn't make it to the moon then?
We don't know yet. In fact, it's a cliffhanger. Who knows?
Right. Shucks, another one didn't make it.
Plagued with issues since launching from Florida in the early hours of Monday. A glimmer of hope was offered when the company shared the first image of Peregrine in space. And it's got a picture of, just a wing that's bent. Bloody hell. The mission was organised by Celestis, a company that specialises in cremated remains and DNA samples to outer
space. Money well spent.
Offers packages for moon burials that start at $2,500.
Moon burials?
Yeah.
So what would have happened when it landed then?
A little Wally kind of robot comes out, digs an hole and drops your ashes under.
Ashes onto the moon?
Yeah.
Right.
Have you ever heard such fucking bollocks in all your life?
Do you know what gets me with that one, right?
Yeah. You don't even make any sense, does it?
No. Some companies advertise that.
Yeah.
Someone's
paying for it.
I'll ring them up. And I'll put me Grandma Myrtle's ashes in there.
Can she have
to a business meeting?
JFK's Johnny, please.
To a business meeting.
Sat around a table.
Sat around a table, and somebody's what we can do, we can put it.
That's just rich tea.
Sea of tranquility. Digestive or rich tea?
Have a coffee and a rich tea, please.
Sea of tranquility. We'll put it next to that, and we'll name a crater after you and everything.
I mean, it'll be such a beautiful thing for your loved ones to go to the moon. Yeah. Is it that, right? Or they all sat around and gone, I've got a fucking beauty. And these will buy it.
that's got rid of his church listeners anyway, that one.
Include JFK in it.
Yeah.
And everyone's in. We could make a fortune. All you have to do is buy a rocket off old Elon and just fire it out to sea. With all the loved ones. Madness. Madness and nonsense.
Is this where we've got to? Chimps in space. Is that where we've actually gone? You look at Wernher von Braun, at least it was sort of half believable back then.
Well, before he died, he admitted that we'd never make it to the moon. He said you'd need a rocket the size of, I forget what he said, what's that building in America? He said
you need a rocket with a glass cutter on.
You'd never make it to the moon. So he admitted it, didn't he? This is where it gets weird, right? Because this was another. This is in like one little strip of the Daily Mail. Just I was only looking at it for 5 minutes. Scientists develop mini brains made out of aborted fetuses that could revolutionise neuroscience.
And I actually think those have already been fitted in some people's heads.
Right.
What? Mini brains. See, so see them walking around.
I know a couple.
Yeah.
Scientists created mini brains using human fetal brain tissue. Findings suggest that mini brains, fucking hell, how would you write this with a straight face? Mini brains can help find a cure for brain cancer. Do you just open up top of your head and just tipple on mini, mini brains in?
With some mini cookies.
Like M&Ms.
With some mini cookies in. Yeah.
Top him up with mini brains. But then it's quite sinister, isn't it? Scientists have developed the world's first mini brains in a breakthrough they hope could revolutionise neuroscience. The 3D organs, which are about the size of a grain of rice, were grown in a lab using human fetal tissue from healthy abortion material.
How's that work?
Yeah.
Healthy abortion material. I mean, we're talking about this.
That's awful, isn't it?
The other month with Mark, and we've talked about it for a long time, yeah. Sonomics and all this other...
As your
cell lines
well, you've
and stuff,
talked about it for years. As your Jacob says, as soon as he and my dad say about feet, I'm out of here.
Yeah,
it's time to leave. But it's dark, isn't it? I mean, the way they word it about material and human fetal,
like it's normal.
Yeah, I mean, we're eating them, and now they're gonna have them planted in your brain.
But does anybody actually read that and think, "Oh, what a good idea, killing fetuses and making them tiny brains and..."
They've been implanted in people, but they always do the same thing, don't they? They lead it as it's a help for, you know, for an illness, for
that they've caused in the first place.
Which is another article I saw as well. I think I sent you this one. I stopped sending him because just sending you a lot of shit. Scientists discover there's 5 types of Alzheimer's.
Yeah,
and a hopeful breakthrough could lead to the cure. Now, if you read all them. The subtype 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. If you read all the things that, you know, the points of them, they, and I might be being a total nut job here, but they look like to me jib jab problems.
Well, what gets me with this is like the big C, like cancer. Before they had all these NGOs and charities and stuff like that, they were just one type of thing. Yeah.
And not that many people got it. And you got it when you're really old.
Right. Now they've sort of overplayed that one. There's hundreds of them and everybody gets it, apparently.
Now they're panning it back to 40, late 40s, 50s.
Now they're doing the same with Alzheimer's and dementia. Now there's 50 different types of that, and 100 different types of this. And you're going to need 25 different drugs for each of them. And you need to have your rooster booster and your COVID. And what we'll do... If it don't work, that we'll put your ashes in a solar panel rocket and send them up with JFK's undies.
But if you look at subtype 5, blood-brain barrier impairment, isn't that what people talked about? Not me, but people a lot smarter than me, about the jib-jab damage.
Well, all of it, because, I mean, they talk about the blood-brain barrier. I don't think there's a physical, like, barrier, you know what I mean? But there is a barrier. There is some kind of barrier. But it breaks through, or it convinces the body to let it through, whatever you want to call it. It's a bit like the solar panel around Death Star that they're trying to get in. If you know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, they're sent in the X-Wing.
The trick it to get in.
But I'm only going on what I've heard over the last years, but I remember people saying, people smarter and more doctor than me, that these jibby-jabs could break through the blood brain barrier.
Yeah,
but look, and then you've also got type 4 dysfunctional of blood vessels in the brain.
Yeah,
which you mean that also stinks of it, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean,
overactive immune system contributes to disease.
Overactive immune. Well, again, that's autoimmune diseases, which is basically civil war in your body.
Well, but also what I'm saying is there was discussion of that being triggered by the jib jab.
And well, there's also, all sorts that trigger stuff like that, Chris.
No, but I'm just saying all these things have got one element. Which people have discussed caused by the jib-jab. Because then you've got RNA, I can't even say that, dysregulation.
What they've just injected into people?
Yeah.
mRNA?
Yeah.
No link, Chris. No link. No. Nothing to see here. Move on.
Talking shit, aren't I?
Yeah, move on. No to see here. Do you know, I was talking to Crab Claws, Jacko, earlier on, and I said,
Wipe shave your hands. No, I didn't. I said, when we have a discussion about stuff, we think we're just being normal talking about this stuff. Mm. It's only when, like, he said he went round to one of his neighbour's house and we were having like a normally conversation. And he said it felt so strange. He said he had to go home.
Yeah, well, I more than you, I do. I don't know. I think most people I know my point of view, but most people don't want to.
No, they know a surface level of your point of view, Chris.
Yeah.
If they really
I don't go into it with
view,
people like you do. I still.
I don't. So don't talk to them anymore.
No, but I hang out. I still hang out in that world of.
I think some people can handle that. Some
he says as he knocks back his glass of red wine.
Yeah, yeah. Recovering from it.
Everything's fine.
just a response to we've got a few emails back from people who's.
Oh, fine. Before you continue, one sec. There's one last one I just want to mention. I don't know if you've made a note. Most people suffering a cardiac arrest at home don't survive, data suggests. And there's a picture of a guy defibbing a dummy, basically. But then the reason I brought that up is that links into the. Do you remember the defibs? You can get defibs at home now.
Yeah.
You can buy them for home. Yeah. So again, they're still selling this. Heart attack thing.
Well, we know where all this is coming from, don't we?
Yeah. I just wanted to fit that in before I carried on running.
A few people have emailed back in about the Blitz operation, Operation Pied Piper.
Yeah.
About their parents,
being
subject to abuse and
suspicions were correct.
Yeah, and you know, one person said his father was evacuated. He was traumatized for life. He was sent to a farm, worked like a slave on the farm. To his dying day, he couldn't drink cider because that's all they'd given him to drink day and night. That's how much it traumatized him. Mm. Should have traumatized you with red wine.
Yeah, but I mean, we were kind of guessing that stuff. We were just
no, because I've actually read stuff about
that. Right. I mean, I've heard a very minuscule amount, but
yeah,
it was just when you actually start thinking about that operation of giving up your children because there's something going on. It's I don't know. It just thinks of previous
one of the person
for you, just fear and propaganda just to get people to do something they wouldn't really want to do.
Yeah, somebody else. Messaged and said that their mother, their children had to go up to either Yorkshire or North or somewhere anyway up here. And the mother went with them because she wouldn't let them go on their own. And father, it devastated him. He wouldn't write ever, wouldn't write after.
What, left in London on his own?
Well, they just wouldn't write because his kids had gone away. But what I'm trying to say is imagine that.
I can't imagine that.
No, I can't imagine it either. And all of that, you're at war. So that must have been...
No mobiles fire. It'd be a letter. When would that get there? A week later?
Yeah. Well, you know? Again, like that one we read out about C.S. Lewis and that June Fluitt, were it? Mm. She was 16 and he were her favourite author and she didn't know she was staying with him. I mean, it was an odd story, that. But, no, there's no phones. They weren't allowed to ring home most occasions. They were outsiders in the family. The family didn't want them there. The parents didn't want them to go. So that means they were forced to go, basically. They had no choice but to go.
I mean, were they forced were the parents propagandized into it?
Well, forced, isn't it? It's the same. Mentally forced.
No, yeah. But I mean, there was no
rule. I don't know. It's something I need to look into. I don't know
if it could be another mandatory thing, it could mean nothing, but you just do it anyway.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see if some parents said, no, my kids aren't going anywhere.
Yeah. Well, they will. They must have done.
Well, funnily enough, George Orwell adopted a kid. He's that kid that they adopted, him and Eileen O'Shaughnessy. They were living in London during Blitz, and I'm sure their house got bombed. And I'm sure they were in it while he were away. And so her and the child, they got bombed. And she ended up going back up to Sunderland with a child. Or something landed on Blue House up. So
but I mean,
I don't understand why their child wouldn't take off them, if you get me.
If I was propagandized and asked to take a child on in the middle of the war, I probably would, rather than a Ukraine who's just going to turn up and drink all my red wine.
It also, if you've been listening to us over the last few months, or last year anyway, we've been talking between me and Chris and with Mark Devlin about, and Matt Sergiu, about the smiley face. Hmm. And it got me thinking about what Lance said when we did that podcast before, just last week or the week before, whenever it was, about smiley face possibly being a sigil. I know the Stand in the Park people use it, but I'm not saying people who use it are that there's anything sinister about what they're doing. Certainly not the Stand in the Park people. I know loads of them, and they're certainly on side with everything that's going on at the moment.
I mean, I sit and doodle and I draw a smiley face. You don't mean
Yeah, exactly. I actually like the smiley face, but that's what got me thinking about it being a sigil.
That makes sense. Sort of, planted in the memory in the 60s, regurgitated in the
70s, 80s, whatever,
Tom Hanks uses it in a film. Apparently, he invented it in that in Forrest Gump.
Yeah,
it's used in so many films, isn't it? So many films.
Yeah,
and I was saying to you about Watchmen. It just popped in my head, and maybe because I've heard people.
We're going to go into that in a bit. You haven't written notes, have you?
I've only just seen them.
Right. Yeah, we're going to go into we're going into that next. I wanted to talk about is what a sigil was, and it would be quite interesting looking into, because we all use these words and we don't know what they tell us they mean, do they? It's an inscribed or painted symbol considered to have magical power.
Yeah, you install it with what you want it to do.
Yes.
Then send it out into the ether, don't you?
Which is similar to what Mark does with his crystals, isn't it?
In a positive way.
You know where I'm coming from. Yeah,
to an extent, I suppose.
Whereas
I don't think sigils are necessarily evil.
I don't think they are either.
I think it's just sigil symbol. It's a symbol, isn't it? It's like, I suppose, right? Your name's a sigil to an extent, isn't it? The signature is
putting energy into it or whatever.
Yeah. Whether it's negative or positive.
Yeah, but obviously, if these people, I mean, we'll go on to the Alan Moore thing in a minute because that's important because. That the stuff he used in there, he is a magician, isn't he? A sigil is a type of symbol used in magic. The term usually refers to a pictorial signature of a deity or spirit, such as an angel or demon. In modern usage, especially in context of chaos magic.
Yeah. Well, that's what Alan Moore is, a chaos magician, I think, I believe.
Mm. And if you look at the Divock, and you look at that,
100%. That was a sigil of some form, wasn't it?
Mm. Because they've used so many different colours of it now.
Red, blue, and now we're on purple, which is red and blue mixed, which is like the royal purple, I would say. Yeah.
This JN.1 or Juno, and Juno's the Roman goddess, wife of Jupiter, isn't it? Right. Juno.
I don't know what that means, but it means something to someone, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Why are all these things space orientated?
Yeah, named after. Yeah, maybe that were in that spaceship.
Yeah, now we've got a purple coronavirus, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, there's a new variant out, Chris. One headline says, "Will new COVID variant." Called Juno, sparked UK's biggest ever wave. So bear in mind that they're telling people that this kills people and they're using Scooby-Doo language on it. Pesky. Apparently kills people. This is what they're saying it does. I'm not saying I agree with it. What I'm trying to say is that how you know, they're not even calling it killer now. Mm. Experts warn cold weather and return to schools will trigger fresh chaos. There we go. For NHS hospitals already swamped with flu and other seasonal illnesses.
JN is a 6 in numerology.
Right.
And you only have to turn it upside down, you've got a 9-1. I'm not saying that that's part of it, but everything, all these variants were all, they all had 9s and 1s in them, didn't they? And I mean, that's a 6, so it's upside down. It's a 6-1.
What's it called? It's the L4. 5-5, is it? Hang on a minute. L4-5-5S mutation.
L4-5-5.
Known to help virus dodge immune protection, Chris. I mean, if you're making a weapon, you'd want something to dodge immune protection.
Well, you've got, that's, what is it? That's 18, I think, with them numbers in it, I think, off the top of my head, which is a 9 again. Fire.
Yeah.
They're always 9s. 9s and 1s. Or 6s, like nines upside and downs. Ones. Yeah. I mean, I'm not, I don't
pesky
know
new variant. Yeah. Or scary.
Don't know if it were for the pesky kids. I saw another article in Daily Mail, and it had a surgeon, I forget what she was, a surgeon of something, and she was saying it's time to mask up.
Time to mask up.
Yeah, there it is. I've got it here. I'm an A&E doctor, and this is why it's time to start wearing masks again, as experts issue dire warnings over a virulent new COVID variant. It's that time again. No, I don't mean New Year and resolutions. I mean mask time. I can hear the universal groan. This is another thing, right? And I noticed this from the first whatever bullshit. it were funny. Do you know what I mean? When things happen and a lot of people die, no one starts laughing about it for a long time. When the Divock nonsense kicked off, they were immediately making jokes on about lockdowns and that. They were
TikTok
making jokes
dancing.
TikTok dancing, prime example. But even on like Radio 2, they'd have comedians on, I'm locked down, and you know, making jokes about it.
Yeah.
But I thought thousands of people are dying.
Mm.
Why are we making, you know, light comedy out of it and everyone's locked down and businesses are suffering? Why are we making a joke out of it? I mean, again, is that the smiley face, the laughing at evil, something that horrible is about to happen?
Don't know. But I mean, how many variants now? Well, I mean, it's there's people who know about testing, but if a test, again, I keep saying this, if a can of Red Bull tests positive, then the test's shit.
Mm. No, you don't even have to talk about that.
So what are they using to test that there's a new variant? Symptomatic all of a sudden? No, what I'm trying to say is it symptoms? Well, every symptom I've heard is exactly, apart from poor Derek Draper, every symptom I've heard, is like a cold.
Mm.
Sore throat. But it's not actually sore, it's scratchy. Scratchy. Mm. Scratchy throat, not sore throat. Scratchy. You get a hoarse voice. You know what I mean? It's like, well, really?
Well, do they have, when you send off your swab, do they have like some liquid, they drop it in? If it turns green, it's one thing. If it's red, it's another one.
Starts bubbling, it's something
different,
else.
Different ones. Like JFK.
And how could they test for it if they didn't know a new variant were coming out in first place?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like the JFK's hair going to the moon and those ashes going to the moon. If you think about it for more than 5 minutes, it makes no sense because it's impossible. Do you know what I mean?
And 5 minutes. That, if you blink your eyes,
look at the headline. If you look at the headline, it doesn't make any sense, does it? And like that story, it makes no sense because how do you know there's a new scariant? How? Please explain. Because they never explain that, do they?
No, they don't need to explain it, do they? Because they just put it in paper, a purple, this purple ball with these suckers sticking out of it. No, and it's
a team of professionals, or a team of scientists, or a team of this and a team of that.
If they were that good, that'd be a real picture of this thing moving around.
Yeah.
And it never is, it's just an artist's impression. Just like Mars, just like all these planets, just like everything else that we see, Earth, when we look back, that's not Earth, that's an artist's impression. Just
I'm
like the moon.
Think, and nothing actually is real at all.
Well, we were discussing this earlier. I mean, you've got to start questioning when you start seeing these patterns that are happening. Templates, as...
You know, when you think...
On Lance's show calls them human vibration.
Just think of just popping in my head, just randomly, the last year or so, Sean Penn going to see Ukraine guy and Bono going to see him and he gets an Oscar from Sean. I mean, what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean? When you actually think about it.
Richard Branson going to see him.
Yeah, did he go and see him as well?
Yeah, Richard Branson had to go see him, didn't he?
Just what is going on?
I might have invited him to Pecker Island.
And again, we've got this, what is it as well, everyone is wagging on about, the files that have dropped, what's his name? Not Nobed.
Epstein.
The Epstein files have dropped.
What
do you think of the Epstein files? As soon as they say files have dropped, I'm dropping
files
it.
Files haven't dropped, have they? Because in fairness, none of the... Stephen Hawking were on there.
Just to create a fucking laugh, I think.
No.
And a meme.
No.
But also,
I haven't seen Elon Musk. FBI files haven't dropped, though, have they? Like a year ago, I think, I'm sure he said it. They were going to drop a year ago.
All right.
FBI files.
On what? I mean, you again, bringing up JFK again, how long have they been, this year they're bringing out the secret JFK files? How long has that gone on for since he got shot in teared? If he did. Yeah, or whatever happened. I don't know. Why are they bringing him up in a moon landing thing?
They're going to keep it fresh, aren't they? They're keep it fresh. Fucking, yeah.
The level of shenanigans is beyond thought, isn't it?
It's beyond the pale, because you start looking at it and you think, who are writing these things? Because the world can't be so bad. It doesn't have to be so bad. So somebody's inventing these problems. That is...
Well, they're not even problems, are they? Is it a problem that JFK's pubes can't get to the moon?
But let's face it, right? If clever people, right, think that using aborted fetus cells to insert, take the brain out and put it in a human's brain...
Or put mini brains.
A mini brain. To try and mend something that's been caused by the same people... Mm.
And also that's just a stepping stone until it's released into everybody.
But that's only one thing. If you look again, I've said this before. If you go into
my
local village store, lovely people, right? But 99.9% in there, everything in there is poisonous or toxic to humans. Mm. They don't know that.
Well, you walk down the cereal aisle in a supermarket looking for some cereal for your children. Everything is loaded.
Toxic. So it's just all toxic. We're surrounded by toxicity. That cannot happen by accident. It just can't. Look at all flame retardants everybody breathes in. Look at all other crap, EMFs and everything else. Everything is anti-human. Everything we do. And yet we're told things that are good for us, like the climate. You know, when you go on holiday, nobody dare step out in the sun. It's like Chronicles of Riddick. Nobody dare actually go into the sun.
Was that another one?
Was that again? Yeah. Was that an insert?
This is in mail. Will pesky new COVID variant called Juno spark UK's biggest ever wave? Oh God, what's going to be bigger than?
I've just said that.
Right? No, I didn't. You didn't say it. No, you didn't mention Juno. I didn't realize it was going to be the biggest ever wave.
It's there, right in front of your eyes, on notes.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Fuck you! Have you been sucking that cork? I think you need to go up in that rocket with JFK's pubes.
No, when I listen to you, sometimes I blank out what you're saying. It's just it's an inbuilt mechanism that I developed as a child.
Is that your excuse?
Yeah. Because there's a graph here as well. Fine, we need a graph.
Is Brian Cox there?
Flu hospital admissions per 100,000 people in England, and it's a hockey stick graph. That is, yeah. But what's funny is one of them, right, it's an angle going up. But if you look at it, it's 0 to 50. And the other one, the one that's gone up like that.
I mean, me and you could draw one of them if we wanted to.
You can draw. You can make a graph look at however you want.
Isn't it weird how everything that they do never looks better? Mm. No matter how much money they raise for Alzheimer's or dementia or cancer or any other illness, right, never gets better.
There's a promise. There's a promise in the future, like there's a promise of a moon landing in the future, but it never happens.
No matter how much money they spend on climate, it's always getting worse.
Yeah.
No matter how many catalytic converters they put on cars, no matter how much diesel in the 80s, now it's shit, it's petrol, now we've got to use electric. I had a delivery driver come today, says, sorry he's late, but his battery's run out on his van. So he's got a Ford Transit and batteries run out in van.
Don't get that issue with a petroleum or a diesel vehicle. Vehicle.
No,
we
want
Americans.
No, vehicle.
Yeah, vehicle.
Yeah. Vehicle. Yeah.
It doesn't happen, does it? For some reason.
No. So everything's designed to fail. Designed to screw everything up.
If you don't run out of battery, it might just self-combust.
Yeah.
You're on a win-win.
Win-win, yeah. A lithium fire. Well, and it's cranked up since 2020, hasn't it? The whole designed to fail stuff. It's like there's now the error in the system. We're seeing it.
I saw that that truck that Elon Musk made, some famous, I'm trying to find it here, some famous rapper was spotted accidentally in that, what's it called, that truck that fucking Musk built.
I don't know.
Was spotted in a town in America. Is it that Ferrari guy, that singer? was spotted just about Pharrell, accident.
Williams.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, spotted in one of them new trucks made by Musk
By accident,
in New York. Yeah, and loads of people got
photos. Like in the middle of New York by accident.
Yeah. Yeah. Even in one of the photos, you can see a guy with a massive lens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just another advert.
Elon's here to save us, Chris.
We're just in a world of lies, though. I mean, they're writing an article. This accidentally happened. I mean, I know it's always happened with press and stuff, but it's just become so... The lies have just become so obviously...
We were talking about one earlier on, right? Go on to that one about Rod... Talk about that one about Rod Stewart.
Well, what it was, I was at work... working with a fella, but a little bit older than me, and he was saying he'd seen this advert. He saw this thing on Graham Norton, and it was Rod Stewart, and he was saying no one needs to be poor, because if you go into this site or download this app or whatever, I don't know what the name of it is, and I've put in 250 quid, and by the end of the show, he'd got 300 quid. So he was, and then my mate at work were telling me about this, and I said, I'm sorry, but that sounds like a fucking advert to me. That does not sound like an actual... I was slagging off Rod Stewart about something else out of it. That's why he joined it. And he was saying, I saw this. Anyway,
I'm looking like Zelda.
just about being still around, actually.
Yeah, you know, right.
Actually. I mean, he told everyone to get the gym. Yeah, anyway.
But, yeah, exactly.
He manned his Terra Hawk lookalike.
Yeah,
but he said he went to download this app, and halfway through he got cold feet, right?
Rod Stewart's son collapsed at football, didn't it, as well, didn't he?
Oh, he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah. So why is Rod Stewart bothered? He's worth something like, I don't know, $150, $200 million or whatever. Why is he going on an app to make 50 quid on a Graham Norton show?
Well, when he described the show that he watched with Graham Norton, so there was Graham Norton and Rod Stewart. And I think I couldn't find it. I don't know if you found it, but he apparently said he put 250 quid into this thing, and by the end of the show, they got 300 quid and they're talking about it. I said, this sounds like an advert to me. Yeah. Anyway, guy at work, he actually did it. And then it sounds like a data gathering thing. Maybe a few people will get 50 quid, whatever. But it sounds like a data gathering. Anyway, he said he went on it, and it was weird because just after I said this, his phone started ringing and he got like three phone calls. Why didn't you continue to join the app? So he must have put his email and phone number in and then got cold feet and thought, no, won't bother.
A lot of Nigerians ringing him.
When they were asking for his bank details. Give me your bank details.
And then, I know it's Eddie from Sierra Leone.
I'm going down a racist route if I could get in trouble.
I've got genetics from Sierra Leone, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm part Sierra Leonean.
Yeah. And you've always been a businessman.
Yes.
Anyway, so he did download this thing, and he was getting phone calls while I was with him today. We got like three or four phone calls and tell him to leave him alone. So what that is about, it'd be interesting to
leave me alone
to find out what that company is. I mean, I'm sure there's whatever, but Rod Stewart's on TV doing an advert for it.
Well, then, advert. A few days ago before that, right, unknown to you, somebody had sent me an email.
Right.
Or sent us an email. Saying, have you seen this? A comedian, I don't know who it was, a Scottish guy, Boyle or something it's called.
Frankie Boyle.
That's him. I think it were him. He were on some sort of morning show with somebody. I forget what he were on with. And this was a BBC article he'd sent me. And the BBC article said the Bank of England were about suing him because he talked about the same thing. Put right. 250 quid in, and he said 250 quid.
Right, so same thing, right?
Same thing, yeah. Exactly the same thing. And I emailed this guy back, said, that were an advert, just like what you said, right? Yeah. Unbeknown to us, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
That were an advert, that at worst it was data gathering or whatever, yeah?
Yeah.
And so, why is it on two shows? Why would they be interested in putting that? He made out it were accidental, and then they set Bank of England on about taking him to court because... I thought he'd been slagging Bank of England off, you know, as a comedian, but he hadn't. It was showing how to make money.
Fuck! I mean, this is what I mean. And he actually said it was on what's his name, Schofield, and that Willoughby.
You called it clickbait, and
it's clickbait. Yeah.
You know,
but it's this different version, isn't it? It's actually new. They're portraying it as news.
Yeah.
And which you're doing clickbait, but they're actually, it's actually on TV.
The comedian made out that he hadn't, he was sort of showing him privately, but the camera picked it up accidentally and it showed showed it on the camera and people picked up on it. And
it's so, I mean, did people, maybe we wouldn't have believed this 5 years ago. And now people are just so zapped out.
Yeah.
You just don't see it. Because I thought there were laws against things like that. But then it brought me back to that.
Rod Stewart need to do that. I don't know. You know, what control have they got over these people? No, that's what I mean. This Boyle guy's geezer. What? Are the, you know, that Boyle guy's a bit of a lad, you know, meant to be sort of, are they that deep in that they've got to do these things? That's serious.
Well, I wanted to mention this. I don't know if you wrote it down. Me and my missus watched, and it just ties into what we're talking about. We watched a Netflix show, Ricky Gervais on, and it ties into what we're talking about because we watched it, and as well as we all know, who's listening to this, that no comedians came out and said, you know, not. I mean, I like Ricky Gervais. I think he's written some of the funniest British comedy going, to be honest with you. And his stand-up's quite funny as well. But he gets to talk about transvestites and, you know, things that anyone else gets cancelled for discussing. But why do these comedians like him and, like, I watched a bit of Dave Chappelle as well. I couldn't watch it all, but he was talking about disabled people. I'm not going to talk about transvestites this time. And then he starts going on about disabled people. I know he didn't mean it, and that's how humour used to be. But apparently now you're not allowed to do that. But why do these guys still get the green light to do it and don't get in any trouble for it? Because...
Well, they made out that they're going to get in trouble for saying it, don't they?
But yeah, they're never like, And that Chappelle guy, I've never actually watched him live, right? He's clearly got a talent for delivering lines or whatever. I found it quite dull, to be fair. But he were also selling the fact that slap that Chris Rock got off Will Smith, blah, blah, blah. I'm boring myself saying this, by the way. That it wasn't fake because he rang up. So part of his comedy skit was that he rang up Chris Rock, and he told him it was real. So it's real then now because this comedian, another actor, struck comedians, told us it's real. So it's real. That's it. Even though it were a room full of actors acting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know where we are.
Well, it's not funny, but I sent this to you today with, I think... and Mark Bajerski about let me find it. What's she called? Lorraine. That show, Lorraine.
Yeah.
And she were in court a few years ago, saying that. Here we go. Lorraine Kelly is a theatrical artist. Tax Tribunal judge rules. ITV presenter performs as a friendly and chatty screen persona, making agent payments tax deductible. The Breakfast presenter, Lorraine Kelly, is performing the role of a friendly, chatty, fun personality when she appears on ITV morning. She's not appearing as herself, tax tribunal judge ruled.
Right.
That was 4 years ago. So basically, that goes... The stuff that they talk about, you know, in like the Freeman law type stuff, where you're acting for your person, if you like. Mm. She's just got that rule, hasn't she?
I don't know, but what was she in court for, though, for?
Well, for tax evasion, by the sound of it.
Right. And she was saying that wasn't her. That's...
On television, that's not her. It's a role she plays. So then when you go back to Kate Garraway and all this other stuff... It's quite interesting. So
that can literally be almost like having a limited company.
Yes.
That limited company is Lorraine Kelly,
ITV personality type thing. Limited. That's just a character.
It sounds
player.
Like the Freeman thing. I think Alex Jones did the same thing, didn't they? Not in the last one, but in another one. I think it was his divorce or something.
Right.
That he was an actor.
Right.
I suppose acting for the state, is that why you get a OBE or whatever the hell you get? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Spy for the crown, I don't know.
Yeah.
That is weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Strange, isn't it, that? That's an odd situation. But all these people are actors. Trump, Johnson, all these people that you go into that IMDb or whatever it is.
They're all on it, aren't they?
They're all on it as actors. They don't say prime minister or ex-president or whatever. It says actor.
Yeah. Is that something they've got to do as a, you know?
I don't know. Does that mean you've got an equity card and stuff like that? Because me and you haven't got an equity card. You wouldn't get... They used to be like gold dust equity cards, but yet David Beckham can walk straight into a TV studio.
Mm. Yeah.
With his wig. Spray on air. But is that what we're looking at here? Do you know? It's a bit like newsreaders where, you know, they've got a suit on top half of them, but underneath they've got like suspenders and heels on top of them, you know?
This is what I mean. Where are we?
Yeah. Clownland. Clownland.
Shit show.
Yeah. I mean, you were talking about Tucker Carlson as well, weren't you? Other day.
Yeah. Where was I listening to it? Oh, it was on William Ramsay. If anyone had listened to William Ramsay Investigates, I've only just discovered this guy. I love his stuff. It's brilliant. We had a guy on there talking about...
Mark's going to interview him, isn't he? About the
he's done a few interviews. I found him. I'm saying it. I've only just found out, but I've heard him on other shows, but then didn't realise who it was. And he's just recently written a book about smiley face killers, so I think that's why Mark's going to talk to him. But he had a guy on there talking about Carlson saying, you know, because he was saying surprising stuff in... but apparently his old family is CIA. This fellow was... I mean, I don't know that for proof, by
the way. It's like RFK's... Was it his wife? His wife is ex-CIA?
RFK's wife is from Curb Your Enthusiasm. That were... Yeah. I actually like Curb Your Enthusiasm. I've watched all of it. It's hilarious. But...
Mentioned him, didn't I, on some... We did.
We did, yeah. Larry David.
Yeah.
Larry David's wife in Curb Your Enthusiasm is now RFK's real wife.
Right.
Which, I mean, even that's just odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
More actors acting. What's your opinion of RFK thing?
Me? What's my opinion? I struggle to believe that somebody who talks as... Well, obviously he's got a problem with his throat, but somebody who talks about jabs and stuff like that can't see through climate and can't see through the Israel-Palestinian thing.
Mm.
I don't understand how you can see one in such detail but not see the other.
Yeah.
That's it. I think it's his son or his daughter is married to someone who is in the CIA or was in the CIA. Mm. So yeah. they're one of his kids is married to somebody who's in the CIA.
Yeah. I just don't trust anything anymore. If it's coming out of the telebox.
If I'm being blunt, Chris, I can't trust him at all. What we said this once years ago on a podcast that we did. He was a drug addict, alcoholic, in rehab centres, a bit like Bush Jr. You don't know what happened to these people of this profile in there.
Is that just a clinic?
Yeah, I don't know. That he can only see one thing, i.e. jabs, and that's it. That's his thing is to lead us down this limited hangout with jabs, where it's all about, you know, autism type of thing, and that's the only issue that they cause. I don't know, but I don't trust any of these people anyway. So
no,
I struggle with them.
It's like the QAnon thing, isn't it? If you're looking at it with hope, it's hopeful. Yes, it's hopeful, but is it real? I don't know.
No,
I'm putting my eggs in that basket if I'm honest. But then again, we're all paranoid sons of bitches, aren't we? Anyway, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you know, we don't trust anyone. That's why we're talking like this.
Well, I think you've got to hold your own counsel.
Yeah,
because going back to Big Shill Mikes and stuff like that, you know, people have their own mindset that they don't like somebody who, say, does what we're doing now, and that, you know, you're all of a sudden you're working for Tavistock. But if you do your own, if you don't take any notice of what we say and do your own research, you know, hopefully people like us will just add to it. Whereas if you're reliant on one particular person to give you the daily truth, then that's where the problem lies, isn't it?
Yeah. How many conspiracy theories does it take to change a light bulb?
Yeah.
Do your own research.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a bad one, that. Yeah.
I don't have light bulbs. I have LED light bulbs.
All right, whatever.
You were talking about the Watchmen earlier.
Yeah.
And the smiley face sigil. And
do you know what? Go on, sorry.
Go on.
No, I'm going to say, because I just saw what you wrote there, and my missus says that I've always said to her, and I've always thought this, and I don't want to be a, I'm not trying to say anything, but just through what I've seen in films and music videos and stuff like that, I've always thought, right, and it's only recently starting to get mentioned quite, but the missus says, I've said this for years, I've always thought there might be some form of civil war in America. Mm. And it's weird. I find it quite weird because it's just starting to get talked about in the last, since like December. But I've always kind of thought that was going to happen. Whether, I don't mean a violent one, by the way. It could be anything. But I've always kind of suspected, just from, you know, films and stuff, and, you know, what they've been plugging at us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know how that's jumped from that to The Watchmen, but The Watchmen were a slightly different conversation.
But all right, sorry. That
on it. We might carry that on an hour too, but...
No, let's talk about The Watchmen, because it does link in.
Yeah, I know it links in, but I think we're seeing the breakdown of everything. But what is a, you know, aren't we in that already?
But it's a purposeful breakdown. Nothing's as fluid as they'd like to make us think. And my point about Watchmen, that it kind of dawned on me the other day, and you actually put me right in a way, because in the actual comic book and in the film, if anyone's seen it, I had the comic book in the 80s. And that was the resurgence of the smiley face. Now, folk have said, like William Ramsay talking about the smiley face, that maybe it's a preempt to something bad. You know, the smiley face, like the upside and downside of it, the sideways version of it. But in The Watchmen, the whole point of the story is that comic book, which introduces the smiley face back from the 60s to the 80s. For the first time, before raves and everything, that was the, I think everyone will agree, that was the first time it was seen again, and it had that blood splat, which is supposed to be the doomsday clock going up to 12 o'clock, because it's in the 80s and all the world's in shit, and there's, you know, a third world war is going to start and all this stuff, and then you have the bit where the comedian gets thrown out the window, but the actual punchline, if you like, of the film, the whole book and the film, is that this super intelligent guy, who's a massive admirer of Alexander the Great, I don't know if that fits into anything, he wants to do a devastation in New York, which will bring all the countries together so they don't start World War III, basically. Right. And you said maybe that was 9/11. That could be a point, actually, because that was 2000. Maybe there was a devastation in New York, wasn't there? And maybe that's what he was predicting.
But maybe their dark occult bringing the world together is that they're going to, like the neocon type movement.
Not our world together.
Yeah, exactly.
Their new world order together. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was it. Maybe it was 2000. But I thought maybe it's a future thing, because we are now talking about, for the first time in a long time, about World War III. People are, you know, is in the news and stuff, and it's being discussed.
Well, 9/11 hadn't stopped, had it?
No.
You know, 9/11 hasn't stopped. It kick-started shifted. The era of terrorism, didn't it? Well, of false flag terrorism.
From 2000, yeah. Right up until DivX started. They were still it's still going on now, isn't it? It's still going on.
Well, the era of false flags, even.
It was the era. It was 20 years of false flags, basically, wasn't it? Mm. After that. Mm. Ramped up after, what, 2015, 13?
Well, I don't know. Really, I think it was a nice, steady... I mean, there were 7-7, there were Madrid bombing, you know, all these things. And people think, oh, false flag, that means nobody died. No. There's different types of false flags, isn't there?
Yeah.
Somewhere people die, somewhere people don't die.
Yeah.
Somewhere, a mix of both. A false flag to me is that what they're reporting is not true.
No.
I.e., if you notice all these attacks, every one of them is known to security forces.
Yeah.
So if they were so good at being undercover, the terrorists, I mean, they wouldn't be known to security forces. And if the security forces were so good at their jobs, they'd have arrested them, every one of them. Mm. And their excuse always is, yeah, but one's always going to get through.
It was on our radar, but he slipped through the net.
But they always say that, you know, if we let one through, that's what happens. You know, yeah. we stop 99, but never show off yeah. about it. You know, never have
a yeah, yeah. that type of thing. Well, no proof well, whatsoever.
No proof whatsoever that we stop 99. But there you go. We'll just throw it out there anyway.
I would hazard a guess, right? Without the security forces and all these secret agencies, nothing would ever happen. Nothing would happen. Because people aren't going around blowing people up, blowing
well,
themselves
there's
up.
There's a difference
people.
Because... The need,
and doing mass school shootings. I don't think human beings do things like that.
Yeah, but I think they do, right? And I'll tell you why. When you've got a corporation destroying a company, a country, for argument's sake, then people there want to fight back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So they need people to protect Bank City of London or whatever, right? So there are bad people on both sides. There's no doubt about that. That goes beyond saying, does that? Because we know there are predator-type people that will take advantage if you leave your doors open, for instance. So, but they hold us on that fear, don't they?
Robert, also a fire. The terrorists that they've portrayed since True Lies came out and they invented the terrorists with that guy with long greasy hair and grenades strapped around him. When they'd moved on from the Russian terrorist to the Middle Eastern terrorist, if you like. If you turned up at my house, right, and you were a foreign army, for instance, dragged me out of my house and told me what to do, I'd become a terrorist. Hmm. Anybody would.
What happens if you turned up with a bottle of Malbec?
I'd let him in. For a bit, then I'd say, get out. I've drunk the Malbec.
I've drunk the Malbec. Now go.
Have you got any more? If you have, yeah. you can come back in. That's fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got some witch piss. I'm all over it.
You're all
if
over
not,
it, yeah.
you're a house terrorist. Yeah. Get out.
You better come in with six bottles of witch piss than a gun.
Yeah.
You'll have a very compliant citizen.
I mean, again, we'll go back to that same old thing. This world could run in a very smooth, friendly manner. I'm not saying we all have to run through round with daisy chains and things like that, singing Kumbaya. That's not what I'm saying. You know, most people get on. But yeah. if we've been brainwashed, given Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's and other mental illnesses and other illnesses, is it any wonder everyone's losing their mind? Then they're watching BBC quackery thrown into their heads 24/7. The drinking Red Bulls, eating fucking curly whirlies, whatever. Right?
I don't mind a curly whirly.
Yeah. whatever. We're being poisoned. Life again. I look out of my house. All it is green fields. There's nothing exactly. growing there. There aren't any animals. Mm. If the earth's eating up, it hasn't burnt all grass off because it's all green. Yeah. Mm. We could be growing stuff there. But
imagine that
wanna.
Field full of apple trees for.
They don't want to grow anything. They don't want to do any of that. Because
this world has got an abundance of everything for everybody.
We're living in an abundant world, right? Mm. And all these people... The fact is, in the dark occults, Satanists, whatever you want to call them, in their mindset, there are too many people now on Earth. For whatever reason they think that, there are too many people on
well,
Earth.
Well, I'll tell you why, because the more of us there is, if we actually do switch on and go, hang on a minute.
Well, I think that's one reason, but they've got us pretty well tied up. If they can get you banging pots and pans and your own demise in 2020, they've got you pretty well tied up, haven't they?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Let's face it.
The propaganda has worked.
Yeah, and the brain damage has worked.
Yeah.
So, but they want less people. The human as... Out is outdated. It's beyond its shelf life for these people. That's why you hear Stanley Johnson say 10 million people in Britain. That's 60 million people gone.
He's all right with that. It's fine.
He's all right. He started laughing. The guy we're interviewing, both of them started laughing. A bit like Susan Mickey, who wants perfect kids, wrote a report in the 90s with the same people that were running Sage. Mm. There were two others in it who were running Sage.
Even a wrinkled up zombie face is fine.
Exactly. And so you've got people like that, and there's thousands of these people. People on the streets, there's too many people on Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
There's too many people on Earth.
When I was temping a few years ago, I had a chef say, a lovely guy, you know, he's not malicious against anyone.
Obviously he is.
No, but what I mean is, he came out, he just said, there's far too many people. And I said, mate, what are you talking about? No, there is, though. But where is his opinion come from? It's come from the telebox. He hasn't gathered that from information.
But that's the banging pots and pans, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's banging pots and pans for too many people on earth.
He's being propagandized.
And where does that lead to? That leads to you accepting there's too many people on earth. Where does that lead to? That when the next question after you accept there's too many people on earth is,
well, the euthanasia.
We need to get rid of a load. We need to get rid of a load. Yeah.
We need to get them committing suicide. We need to get them jib jab so they can't reproduce.
What the NPCs over here don't understand, and most Western countries, is it's them they're going to get rid of.
Yeah, not getting rid of them.
They thought, but they're already done Africa. They're already doing South America.
Yeah.
You know, they're already on with that. They don't need permission for Philippines. Philippine government just gladly welcome them in. Mm. And India and places like that. All the populations are dropping. You know, hence why immigration's big. Hence why they're allowing all these people in. They've got to repopulate it. But you go to Croatia. I've noticed at the minute, a lot of these countries now are offering fantastic tax breaks for people to go and live in other countries now.
Right.
Because their populations are crashing. They haven't got any population. They're all leaving or dying.
Yeah.
So the opposite is happening, and there's always a vacuum of something that's going to take place, you know?
Like you say, the immigration thing, where there's just floods of people coming into different countries, and it gets everyone arguing, oh, there's need to do this. It's all done on purpose.
Well, again, talking of sigils.
That that's incidental, you're fucking mental, sorry.
Talking of sigils, right? Think of them, I mentioned this to you the other day. Think of this, right? So from a generational point of view, the East India Company went into India, grew opium, went into China, drugged them all up, right? There was basically smackheads, yeah? Mm. We mentioned this on one of, I think it was the one we did with Lance and Mark Devlin. Generational problems. So that emotional memory of them all being heroin addicts, yeah? Is that what led to Chinese communism?
Mm.
I would
hazard a guess, yes.
Social contagion, as Dr. Ewan Cameron.
We're all hooked on crack. We're all hooked on drugs. We need another answer. Then yes. You can have the extreme answer.
But please, even more than that, Chris.
Conformers. We need to conform now.
Their DNA now is loose. Their DNA has been tarnished.
Mm.
From a pure form of DNA without heroin in it, for argument's sake, to now. I mean, you look at what opioids have done.
Mm.
They've decimated communities. Mm. Absolutely decimated in America.
Mm.
And over here in certain areas.
Not like that, though. Not like them. Poor fuckers.
They've decimated areas.
No
one cares. Tranked them out. Yeah. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
But what were it? 60,000 people. I think it's gone up to 100,000 people a year dying of opioids.
That's a
pandemic. They know of.
That's a pandemic. That's a pandemic, isn't it?
No, that's a cull.
Yeah.
These companies are making billions out of it. That's legal. That these are legal, supposedly legal drugs.
Mm.
You know, it's anyway, and then you go into the news. Ed showed this on his podcast earlier. German farmers, you go onto your news feed, Daily Mail, right?
Mm.
See if you can see that. The German farmers have blocked off the roads.
I hear someone showing this today at work, actually. And I was like, is that actually happening now?
That's actually happening in Germany now. Did you come across that story in Daily Mail?
No, no.
Right? If you open up any of your search engines, it won't come up.
A kid at work showed it, mate, and he said it was in France. He didn't know it was in Germany. I didn't know it was
in Germany. They've blocked city centres, roads.
Who has? The German farmers have?
German farmers just park tractors in city centres.
Spraying shit over.
They don't do that in Germany, I don't think. That's in France to do that. But
all right, I think that's been happening in France as well.
But do you know what? They've already planned for this. The German farmers know what's coming now.
Mm.
Yeah? And whether all of them have been tapped or not, or on side with what's going on, they know what's coming. But the German government now, that's the headline, German farmers. German vice chancellor warns of extremism and far-right groups joining in the farmers' protest.
Right. Oh, God. So if you protest about anything, you're far right.
You're far right now. It used to be far left.
Now you're far right. In the 80s, you were far left if you protested. Mm. If you were a CND member or you were on strike with miners, you were far left. Now you're far right. Because they're far left. Mm. Not that it makes any fucking difference.
And also, what you've got here is, well, like I'm in England with the foot and mouth and the BSE and stuff. They softened the farmers up, didn't they? They got them to get rid of their own stuff with certain laws and rules. Because they were getting a good payout, a bit like the Divot bullshit.
Well, what they've done in Germany and the EU is they used to subsidise you, right? And the farmers used to take the subsidy for not growing certain things.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to say,
the payout,
And then,
what they've done though now is they've pulled the subsidy and they still can't grow.
Yeah, because they've probably forgotten how to do it, to be fair.
Well, not necessarily forgotten, but they can't do it because they won't allow them because of climate change.
And also, similar, like I said, with BSE and stuff in England, where they give them a fat, has Dad got a fat payout for a calf?
I don't think, not for BSE. He didn't get much for BSE. It was foot and mouth he got paid out for, but we only had 50 sheep. It wasn't like there was...
I remember the conversation is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, though, fact, they softened up the farmers with payouts, like Divock, where you could get paid to stay at home. And then the other side of that is the horror show, the actual horror show.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's what this is, isn't it?
Well, the recovery is more painful than what they were actually protecting you from. And that's always the state of play with everything these lot do. Mm. Everything these people want to do is, like Ukraine now, apparently they're recruiting 40, 50, 60-year-olds to fight because they're running out of men. At front line.
I don't know what the fuck's going on there, to be fair.
Well, let's face it, they're not beating Russia, are they?
Well, dude, is there anything?
No, but even if it were real, Chris, right? Mm. At the front line, I think people are getting whacked. They're not in Kiev. Mm. Yeah, that's my view. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not seeing pictures of it, so I don't know.
I've got no idea.
Yeah. I'm sure in Palestine they're getting whacked. But I've noticed that's taking a back seat now. They're not showing that much on television because there has been a proper kickback over that.
No, it's because Epstein files have been dropped. Maybe the Epstein files were waiting to be dropped. Because people would kick back against the...
When COVID hit. Yeah.
I think they've been dropped at this point in time for a reason. And I would
no, it's been dropped, has it? Nothing.
Fuck all's happened. But I would gather a guess that news story has been dropped because the Palestine things run out of wind. And all people are fighting back too much. You know, Susan Mickey's of this world will know why at this point in time the Epstein files have been supposedly dropped. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I can't even begin to understand, but it's for a reason. It's more distraction. Everything's a distraction.
Yeah, everything. It's all a distraction. Just one more thing. Interesting. One more bit of good news. We've sort of talked about this before. They're on about, you know, when you get a cat spayed, where, you know, type of thing. Yeah. They're now on about being able to do it without giving it an operation, either via a jab or spraying it with something.
So they can make you
sterile.
Sterile by giving
just
you a jab.
Just cats.
Right, just cats. Okay, sorry.
Just cats. But they've had this non-surgical method to induce sterility would be a useful tool to control feral populations of animals. Our laboratories have experience with approaches aimed at targeting brain cells in vitro with vehicles that can deliver payload. What's that remind you of? Weapons? Of either inhibitory RNAs or genes intended to correct cellular dysfunction.
Right. Just cats.
So the basis of it is it makes a female cat less want to mate with a male cat. Reminds you of them mosquitoes, doesn't it? Yeah.
Just cats, though. Just cats.
Just cats and dogs. Yeah. Right. Strays as well. Just strays.
Right.
If you want your stray spayed, spray it with this.
What is it? Flu mist?
Yeah, flu gene mist it is. Billy Jean.
Billy Jean will no longer be my lover.
So it puts the female off mating and it sterilises them. Remember that interview with that guy? That BBC Snow guy interviewed him. He looked like a lizard. And he said, it won't totally sterilise the population.
Do you remember that? Do you remember him saying that? Sir John Bellend, who were called Sir John Bell.
And he said, it's all right then, yeah.
Yeah. And it were like a mission.
Are they telling you, but using cats, are they telling you what they're going to do to feral population?
As we know.
Uses a tool to control feral populations of animals.
Yeah.
Would be a useful tool to control feral populations of animals. Yeah. Non-surgical method.
A novel, see what it says at the bottom, a novel approach of gene therapy.
Fuck, mate,
novel jab.
They're telling you what they've done there. When's that story? Is that a recent one?
Well, the top one's a recent one. This is from, the other one's actually from, that is from the research, that bit, from the research paper. That's a newspaper article, and that's the research paper.
Right. Yeah, I suppose it doesn't make any difference. In fact, if
it's older, from 2016.
It's worse, isn't it?
Yeah. No, that's from 2012, sorry.
Right. So, they were just coming up with it in 2012.
Non-surgical method.
They probably got it sorted out and finalised, and then were creating warehouses full of it by 2019.
It must involve a method that can selectively silence the gene of interest. With no side effects. You won't even notice it's done.
No side effects.
Safe and effective. It also needs to deliver the silencing agent via minimally invasive methods. Finally, the silencing, I like where they keep using silencing
agent,
needs to be sustained for many years so the expansion of the targeted population can be effectively prevented.
There's almost too much explanation there for spading cats.
Yeah.
I would say. Because it's not, they're not talking about.
Are you telling me feral cats are that much of a problem that they've got?
Yeah.
Why aren't they doing
the same? Last time we saw a stray cat.
But why aren't they doing the same sort of research, say, with vitamin C? Why aren't they spending that much money on vitamin C?
I think
you see where I'm coming from.
In fact, in that whole paragraph there that you showed me there, it didn't mention cats at all. There's a picture of a cat. No, but it doesn't.
It says feral populations, but it is.
Depending on who you are, who's a feral population?
Yeah. Yeah, we could be feral.
Doesn't say cats, does it?
No, but the report does. I pulled that from a report.
What I'm saying is that paragraph, that big paragraph. There's a picture of a cat, but it didn't mean. It just says feral population of animals.
Yeah. Yeah.
It reminds me of
the actual things. Listen to this. The actual things called targeted gene silencing to induce permanent sterility.
Nice. So they came up with that massive phrase just to spare cats.
Yeah, stray ones.
That no one gives a shit about.
That nobody cares about in first place.
I do, by the way. I love cats.
Yeah, I need 20 million quid to come up with that.
The RNA gene therapy to get rid of stray cats.
We think stray cats are breeding more because we've run out of global climate boiling change, so... I might need £30 million to come up with this.
We've run out of giant butterfly nets, so we need some kind of gene therapy to catch the cats.
Yeah.
Anyway, you don't even see stray cats anymore, do you?
Very rarely. You do see some, but very rare. Like stray dogs, innit? Or dog shit with fur growing on it.
Yeah.
You don't see that either.
My two dysfunctional whatever breed they are cats were about 20 quid each.
Okay, we'll wrap up there, first hour. If you're going to join us in the second hour, we'll see you there. If not, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Young, be